Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We talked about the word accountability came up 1,000 times as we were going through the offseason. He's established that quick, and it's authentic too. It's not just because that was what was out there. It's something that's a part of his DNA and how he coaches.
That was Ryan Poles talking to the Hogan Johns podcast. Or as I like to call it with the rest of Adam Johns' listeners, the Hogan Baby Trapillo podcast, or Little Trapillo. We think Adam Johns looks like Ozzy Trapillo, Clay Harbor.
I see it.
See?
Oh, Clay, you see it?
I see it too.
Clay Harbor of CHSN is in studio with us here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, talking about how we think the Bears offense is going to look, how it takes shape, what they're going to do with all their people. Is it okay if some of their people aren't here right now, like Luther Burden? At least not yet. And then what they're going to do moving forward.
So I want to start with this Luther Burden III story, the soft tissue injury. Clay, how much are they missing and how much is he missing by not being ready to go at the start of his rookie season? Put that into context of how damaging this could be for both Luther Burden III, second round pick, and for the Bears not having him.
All right. I caught some heat on X about my take on this.
Oh, what's your take?
Caught a little heat on this. But I think it's very important, these OTAs and minicamp, for Luther Burden as a rookie. This stuff matters. If you want this guy to be available in Minnesota to help be a playmaker, you drafted him early in the second round, he's going to have to learn this offense. You're not an outside receiver. You are a slot receiver. You got to learn shifts. You got to learn motions. You got to adjust to the speed of the game. You got to adjust to the defenses you're getting thrown at. NFL defenses, NFL defenders, different caliber, different type stuff. This takes a long time. You need the OTAs. You need the mini camps. You need all of it. You need all the training camps to learn this playbook, to feel comfortable when the live bullets are flying. Obviously, injuries run bias. But when you have a soft tissue injury, say you're healthy, come back, then get another soft tissue injury. To me, in my experience, and I don't know what happened with Luther Burden, that tended to happen to guys that didn't put the work in the time between off season and season.
What should rookies or anybody be doing?
What's the work?
Yeah. What's the work?
You're going out there, you're lifting, you're running. We're not coming into training camp. This isn't a get in shape training camp. This is a get here in shape training camp. So you're going through your playbook every day. You're running the routes. You're doing your lifting. You're doing your running. You're doing your sled pushes. You're just getting ready for the season as if the first day is training camp, so you don't have these soft tissue injuries. I've seen it over and over again throughout my career. The guys that get the soft tissue injuries were the guys that really weren't putting in all that work. And I'm not trying to say that's what happened with Luther Burden, but I think that him missing this time is a lot more concerning than, say, Jalen Johnson missing this time. Jalen Johnson's got some skins on the wall. This guy's proven he can learn a new offense. He's proven he can play against an offense in this league. He's proven he can learn a new defense. Luther Burden, if you want him to have success and be a weapon this year, I know it's one day into camp, 2 days now that he's missing all the OTAs and all the training and all the mini camps. But this is concerning. If you wanted this guy to be a weapon this year, it's going to be a lot harder for him to catch up now.
But when you talk about, say, and this is part of my question, you're doing work at the college level. What's the difference of what rookies have to do conditioning and training-wise to make sure they're in optimal shape once they're at the NFL level, especially guys who like go through the draft camps and stuff like that? They're working on their pro days. What's the change there that can cause some of this stuff? How much extra do they have to do?
Well, it's tough for rookies, too, because when you're a rookie, right before the combine, you're training like a track athlete. You know, you're training to run a 40. You're training to do a vertical jump. You're training to do a 5-10-5 and agility drill instead of training to play football. So as soon as you get drafted, now you're going to mini camps and OTAs, and that's where you got injured for the first time. But now you got to start training for football. You got to start lifting for football. You got to start running for football. It's a different type of training. Your training, obviously, your change of direction for receivers, it's not the biggest change, right? Because receivers are still running, they're stopping, they're changing direction, but there still is a difference there. There's a guy on, you're training to be explosive, to be strong. You know, with linemen that are training for the combine, now you're training to play football, completely different training regimen. Defensive end, go from the combine training, NFL training, completely different. Linebacker, same thing. Receivers, it's different, but not as different, but there's still a lot of tweaks you got to make sure that you're going to come in shape and not get these soft tissue things. There's some things that are you can't avoid, but soft tissues in most cases are things that are avoidable.
That is the voice of Clay Harbor, 9-year NFL veteran, co-host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN, and apparently he thinks he could still be playing tight end if only for his birth certificate being out there for the general public. Okay, look. So we learned that Braxton Jones goes out like with the first team offense for whatever they do the first time they're out there. And then the first 2 days anyway, they've rotated Ozzie Tripillo and Kieran Amagaji. Amagaji went today. We learned about the rotation at backup quarterback. And Case Keenum was out there day one. And then they changed that up on day two. How important or do you make anything of where guys start right now as opposed to how this thing will actually shake out?
Doesn't matter. These guys are an open competition. Yeah, okay, they're saying Braxton is getting the benefit of the doubt. He's our starter, our pseudo-starter right now. You know what's going to matter? When they all line up against Montez Sweat and Dio Dangbo, who's blocking these guys the best? Who's stopping them in their tracks? Who's not letting them get pressure? Who's not letting them pinch the pocket? Who's doing the best in the outside zone, wide zone scheme? Right? Who's doing the best in the gap scheme? We're doing our trade blocks. This right now doesn't matter. Monday, pads come on. That's when the competition starts. And from what I saw in OTAs and minicamp, I didn't see Braxton. I think it's going to be a competition between Ozzie Tripillo and Braxton Jones. Ozzie Tripillo, I mean, you could just see this guy knows the playbook. And I talked to his offensive line coach in college, Matt Applebaum, earlier this year. And he said he coached in the NFL. He was an offensive coach for several years in the NFL, including my coach, which I thought was a little bit offensive when he said this. He said, I have never seen a player, professional or college, learn a playbook faster than Ozzie Tripillo. And, you know, Ben Johnson parroted that. This guy's extremely intelligent. His technique was amazing. I was very impressed with his bend, his movement for a guy his size. I mean, this guy makes the mountain from Game of Thrones look small. He's a massive human being. So I think he is going to really put some pressure on Braxton Jones. But we've got to remember, Braxton Jones is at top half of the league, I would say, left tackle. So as a rookie, second-round pick, can Ozzie Tripillo be a top half of the league left tackle? I think he has the opportunity to. I think he has the smart, the intelligence, the bends, the athleticism to pick this thing up. But I think right now, if I'm putting money on who is going to be the starter coming into the season, I think you got to put the money on Braxton Jones just because he has what Ozzie Tripillo doesn't.
Experience.
Yeah, I agree with that when it comes to just the body of work. Like you've got to give it to the guy who has lasted this long, especially as one of Ryan Poles' first draft picks. Like, credit to Braxton Jones for doing so.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
We are talking to Clay Harbor here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score, the pro football show co-host, the 9-year NFL veteran, and also a guy who is a certified personal trainer. Mm-hmm. So when we knew you were coming in today, imagine our luck, because we heard Ryan Poles say this about Ben Johnson on the Bears Etc. podcast. Take a listen.
Yeah, you feel it in the building. The excitement, the intensity, I believe, has gone up. Ben and his crew just bring a different level of energy. I love DA. Dennis Allen, just, he's got a swagger, confidence to him, aggressiveness that I like, and I think that amplifies the whole building. So what Ben won't tell you, Ben lifts in the morning like really hard, and he throws around like real weight, like
Ben does.
Full cleans, everything. So you hear him in the weight room in the morning too. So he gets after it. So it starts the day out that way. I'll peek out there and see what kind of weight he's throwing around.
I love that, though. Like, I like the idea of Ryan Poles checking Ben Johnson, former football player versus former mostly coach / player, throwing around weight. What kind of weight do we think Ben Johnson's throwing around?
I heard he squats 405, and he does it with good depth. Like, there's a guy that can squat 405. He goes all the way down, you know. You know, we call it, I can't say what we call it.
So cheeks to calves, basically.
Yes, cheeks to calves. But like, yeah, Marshall Harris is a guy that does like a quarter squat, right? He's a guy that has a big squat, but he literally just bends his knees and puts the bar back on the rack.
That's only when I do push press, because that's what push press is.
There's a difference. Like, Marshall's
going half
squats.
You're not
going to
sit here and clown me on my own show.
Ben Johnson's going all the way to the ground. But here's the question I have. Ben Johnson, are you trying to make a comeback? Because what are you doing power cleans? I'm telling you, I haven't done a power clean since I stopped playing in the NFL.
That's not an old man move. That's a young man's move.
It seems very satisfying, though. Like, once you do them, I see why you'd want to do it.
I do power cleans, but I do lightweight. So I do power cleans. I do 115. Yeah, 115.
Listen, for the listeners out there, don't do power cleans. I'm going to tell you that. There's no point to do power cleans. Power cleans, unless you're trying to get better at performing in some sport. Maybe you're doing intramurals, but...
Intramurals?
I don't know who's listening,
like,
here.
Are we talking about college kids?
Some college kids, probably.
Kevin Lapka. Are you talking about Kevin Lapka? You're now a social media guy,
nemesis,
who used to be our
nemesis
guy?
Yeah, Kevin Lapka. Me and him talk trash all the time. But power cleans is a movement you are doing for sports. For me, as a 40-year-old man almost, like, I'm not doing power cleans anymore. Tough on your body. I'm not trying to get back out on the football field. Unless Ryan Poles is listening to this, then okay, I'm ready to go.
I think power cleans are okay as part of a complex move where you're just, from a mobility standpoint, you're doing high pulls, and then you're doing cleans, and then you're doing power cleans, and then you're doing, squat? Like, I
it's
think
good conditioning.
Aren't you and Ben Johnson about the same age?
Like, yeah, we're honestly, yeah, we're about the same age.
So is this a challenge to you?
Yeah, I feel like you can't do the stuff Ben Johnson does. How does that make you feel?
Ooh. Well, Ben Johnson doesn't have 9 years of car crashes on his body to where his knees and back feel like, you know, when he wakes up, it's like a popcorn popper.
Are you sore when you wake up in the morning?
Heck yeah, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but I'm old. That's the difference. No, it's interesting to hear Ryan Poles talk about Ben Johnson in that manner. I'm curious, does that mean anything to football players to see your coach doing stuff like that?
Yeah, it does. I think it's it just shows how serious he is. And when you got like coaches out there, you talk about the coaches doing the up downs with the players. I like things like that. That shows you how invested your coaches are. And then sometimes we'd be running our conditioning, and then we had our coaches running conditioning with us. Like, okay, let's go. Coach is doing this. Firstly, you can't let them beat you. You got to be looking better than them. And then secondly, it's like, cool, you know, they don't have to do this. They're joining in our suffering here. And it's something that you do respect, the fact that they're willing to do that. So I always like that, if the coach is in the weight room getting stuff done. And it does, to me, make you respect them a little bit more because of that discipline factor.
Did you do up-downs in the NFL?
Bro, when we played with the New England Patriots, you flinch offsides. Just take off running. You're running a mile across. Don't even wait for Bill to yell at you. People just run. You flinch, you run. And then Bill will be starting to yell a few things I can't say on air. With the Andy Reid and the Eagles, right? They're talking about Ben Johnson pulled out the team on the – we would be 8 plays through a 9-play period. Andy Reid didn't like the way the period was going. Start over. Oof. We go, first off, coach, you know where we're running. I don't care. Start over. We're 8 plays in. I don't care. Start over. So I love the fact that Ben is having that accountability and making him do that. The best coaches, Sean Payton. I remember one time, we were a third away through practice. This ain't even legal. I know it ain't legal no more. A third away through practice, get back in stretch lines. Get back in stretch lines. I said, what? He didn't like the way practice was going. We went all the way back to stretch and went through practice all over again. Couldn't have been legal. Obviously, this was back in the day. I sound like a grandpa telling war stories.
You are a grandpa.
Back in my day, we used to have these. No, but seriously, I love it. And you respect the coach that won't let you get away with anything. And guess what? Everybody was more locked in then. They were ready to go then. There was no drop balls then. There was no Miss Assignments then. So I love that this is Ben Johnson's attitude.
Well, and Sean Payton famously is an inspiration of Ben Johnson's coaching staff when you see it. He worked with Dan Campbell for Sean Payton, Dan Roshar, Sean Payton. There's a lot of connections. Declan Doyle. So that lets you know a little bit about the inspiration. Marshall and I also talked about just when you know it's two-a-days or when you know it's football practice. And I felt like you didn't know it was two-a-days until somebody threw up and other people were doing up-downs. Did you have something that let you know it was two-a-days when you were practicing?
These guys, and I know I'm the grandpa again talking about the war story.
They have it so
they
easy.
They don't know about the two-a-days, Marshall, over at Lehigh in Pennsylvania, going through two practices. Andy Reid, off days? Every fourth day you have to have an off day? We had 23 straight days of practice. You didn't know it was two-a-days until, I mean, you hated your life. I mean, there was no light at the end of that tunnel. There was no off day. It was just day in and day out, and there was just such a feeling. There was this feeling of dread, but feeling of competition. You loved it, you hated it, but I mean, that was what camp was about. But I mean, I know I sound like an old timer right now going backwards, but there was nothing.
No,
like
honestly,
it.
Two of my most entertaining places that I've been to in Pennsylvania, Lehigh and Latrobe. And in those two places, men were doing man things out there in the sweltering heat, and I was happy no one was dying.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma drill was a common practice, you know. I don't know about in the NFL. Did they do the Oklahoma drill in the NFL?
Chip Kelly, when he came in, he brought the Oklahoma drill, and we're all like, what are we doing? We're doing the Oklahoma drill? Are we back in college? So that was one of the things I remember from Chip, amongst other things.
He didn't last,
yeah,
Chip
well,
Kelly.
Yeah, Chip brought a lot of the college games
back
to the NFL.
He's back in the NFL.
Yeah, I know.
That was a surprising plot twist. Yeah. He got his natty, and I guess he's like, I'm good. Let's go back. We have more coming up here on Raheem and Harris on the Score. Our thanks to Clay Harbor for coming into studio.
Appreciate
what time
you,
is the big pro football show today?
5:30 tonight. It'll be me and David Hogg. Ruthie Polinsky will be off.
Awesome. So Clay and David Haw, maybe you've heard of David, a little known show host around here at the Score. Will be fun to watch for sure on CHSN.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. So you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store. Some exclusions apply.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.